Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Sunday the 27th of November, Rabbi David Kahn, coping with Erev Shabbos delays.
Good Chodesh, good morning. Let's just start by introducing, you're stranded, and Shabbos is coming in, or Shabbos has come in, you're in an aeroplane, a coach, or even in your own car, in a standstill on the motorway, or you're stuck in a tunnel on the underground, and you're broken down waiting for the RAC or AA to come, what should you do? What can you do? What's with your luggage, your valuables, etc.? This is, we'll try and get through some of them, and try and... The first thing really is to say that prevention is certainly better than the cure. That is number one. And the halacha has something to say about prevention, but we'll talk also about what you do if you land up in a situation that you couldn't avoid. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Mem Tes, there's a din of Ein Holchim Be'erev Shabbos Yosim Megimul Parsois. You mustn't go more than 3 parsois, 12 kilometers on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah already says, brings from the Achronim, that's only if you're walking, if you're going in a car. So it's the equivalent of a third of a day. But even that only applies because you've got to leave time to prepare for Shabbos. But if they know you're coming, you're going to somebody else, the food is prepared, you're going home, your wife is efficient and everything is ready, then the only time that you need, all that you need, is time to be able to get ready for Shabbos. Come home, put your briefcase down, have a shower, dress for Shabbos, and go to shul. That's how much time you need. But you need that time. But for example, a simple thing is London to Manchester and Manchester to London. There are hundreds of Yidden going backwards and forwards every Erev Shabbos or thereabouts and Matzoi Shabbos. How much time does it take you to get from London to Manchester? On a good day, you go 3 hours, you sail through. 70 miles an hour, 192 miles, you're there in within 3 hours. So you say to yourself, what's so terrible? I leave myself 3.5 hours, 4 hours, shouldn't be any problem. The truth of the matter is, we all know that the normal time that you've got to take into account that it'll take you nowadays, somebody tells you, it took me 5 hours to get from London to Manchester. They say, no, what's the chiddush? Sometimes it takes you 5 hours. Someone tells you, it took me 8 hours to get from London to Manchester. You say, ooh, what happened? 5 hours, you say, all right, there must have been traffic. So, la halacha, you mustn't leave from London to Manchester or Manchester to London. You must not leave less than 5.5 hours before Shabbos. I've discussed as well with the Rabbonim here, Cecilia Rabbonim here. That's definitely, they feel that is the thing. You must, even if you get there in 3 hours and you arrive there and you have time to finish Shnayim Ikravecho Targum before you go to Shul, you've done an Issa because you must not leave with not enough time to get there, and 5 hours is certainly Ash'orah to leave there. Now the question is, if you left 5.5 hours before Shabbos and you get stuck, the time you finished going through what we go through together, you'll see you never want to leave 5.5 hours either. Because if you get stuck, we'll have to see what you do in that situation. But first I want to go through a situation where you're in town. You're in town, and many of us have work in town, many of you will be working in the city, and you can't just leave at 12 o'clock midday and say, that's it, I'm packing up, I'm going home to give myself plenty of time for work. In fact, one of the misfalanim in our kahila is a barrister, and there was a very important case that he had to represent his clients, and his boss asked him to be there on Friday afternoon to personally represent his clients. He said, I'm happy to stay, but Shabbos is at 3:35. I'll stay until 3:30, or 5 minutes, to get out of the doors. And that's what he did. At 3:30, he said to his boss, I'm sorry, you have to take over. He left, walked out, with nothing in his pockets. He walked 2 hours, he walked home. His boss, who was a devout Christian, found out about it in the course of the week, what he'd done. He was terribly upset. He thought, I thought you could at least take a taxi home. I thought, all right, so go home, you take a taxi, you'll be all right. So, but That is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. On the one hand, in Baruch Hashem, the people who employ us, the people who give us parnosa, we have to be sensitive towards that, and if necessary, walk home. But at the same time, we've got to somehow put together the combination of not in no way compromise Shabbos. On the other hand, we've got to pull our weight and do what we can. So therefore, if you are in a situation where you're going to have to stay late on Friday, and it's within walking distance, so be prepared, if necessary, to have everything out of your pockets and to walk home. That is the way. If you're driving home from the city, for example, and you run into traffic, that's the first scenario. You left with plenty of time, enough time it takes you, say, 40 minutes to get home, and you left yourself an hour and a half to get home, and you run into traffic. If you're in your own car, it's the least of the problems. You stop somewhere, park the car, wherever a convenient place to park it, take all your valuables out, lock them up in the car, and find a suitable place to hide your keys in a bush or in a certain, dig a little hole in the mud, put it underneath, put a stone on top, whatever it is that you can find it again after Shabbos, and come back after Shabbos, and from there you walk. Take it from there. If you land up in the undergrounds, and you're going in the underground and there's some trouble, then it's like this. You've got to, in such a case, again, if you're leaving close to Shabbos, and you haven't got much spare time, again, don't take anything with you. Just take the ticket. In fact, somebody suggested to me, take a stamped addressed envelope so that you can pop your bus pass in the letterbox as you go out, and then it'll come back to you. But don't take any valuables with you. Interesting idea, yes? So take your valuable, don't take any valuables with you. And then, as you come in the underground, you can certainly, when Shabbos comes in, you can have a few extra minutes. So for example, in the case of emergency, Shabbos, Shkia, on Friday, for example, was 1 minute to four. So Shabbos, we brought in Shabbos at 20 to four. If necessary, don't go up to literally the last minute. Give yourself 2 or 3 minutes buffer before Shkia for all types of reasons, but leave yourself a few minutes and say not to do after. You must be out of the underground by 5 to 4 in such a case, and then you'll have to walk the rest. If somebody asked me in a share that I gave about this, somebody said, what happens if you can't walk? So I said, if you can't walk that distance, so find out before you go, where the hotels are, and you'll just have to take your chalas and your wine with you in the car. You'll just have to stop somewhere where you can find somewhere to stay there for Shabbos. That's all you can do. But if you're able to walk in that situation, you could stay an extra few minutes. You could stay up to a few minutes before Shkia, and then you'll have to walk the rest. If you've got valuables with you, and you weren't expecting to be caught up in the underground to be delayed, all you can do is leave the underground in reasonably good time, find a shopkeeper, ask him to keep it for you, and come back after Shabbos in the hope that he will. When we were just married, we were living in Yerushalayim, I had a chavrusa, a yeshiva bocha, an American Baal Shuva, used to come to me on Friday afternoons. We used to learn Hilchos Shabbos. And he told me he'd just become a Baal Shuva, and he was going to somewhere in New York for Shabbos. He left 2 hours before Shabbos. It would have only taken him about 40 minutes in the underground, in the subway. He said he had plenty of time. There he is in the middle of the tunnel. The train stops. After about 20 minutes, they announced that somebody had jumped onto the line and committed suicide. There he was, until half an hour before Shabbos, sitting there in the middle of this tunnel. Suddenly, after that, Baruch Hashem, the train starts moving. He looks at his watch, 20 minutes before Shabbos. He gets out of the underground, and he just walks along the street, and he looks for a pub to leave his case with him. He had his wallet and his watch. He put in his case. He walked into the pub. There was a coloured fellow there behind the till, and he says to him, listen, he says, I can't take this with me. It's going to be our Sabbath. Please, would you mind keeping this for me until I'll come back Saturday night to pick it up? Sure, he says, puts it behind the till, and my friend came back. Suddenly, he walked about an hour and a half to get to where he was staying for Shabbos. Matzei Shabbos, he comes back to pick up his case. Walks in there, and the same fellow's behind the till. Walks in there, and the fellow says, you've no idea what happened, he says. He says, oh, here we go. He says, we were cleaned out Friday night. We were burgled, he says. And they took absolutely everything. There's nothing left, he says. There's only one thing, he says, they didn't take. He told me this true story. He said, they emptied the till, but underneath was your bag. Here, he says, that's the only thing of value they didn't take, he says. Here you are, he says. He unzips, undoes the zip. There's the wallet, there's the watch. Everything is over there. Amazing. That was a nice perceptive nice. True story, tell me this is what happened to him. So you see the shmira of Shabbos when you do it right. You see, ein seimchem ala nes. Therefore, don't, if you know you might be delayed, don't take valuables with you. But this is a true story of the shmira of Shabbos. But this is what you have. So this is what it is with the underground. But go on to the next case. What happens if you take a flight? You take a flight, and it could be, by the way, I mean, for sure, the din is again, as we discussed, London, Manchester, Manchester, London, it's definitely osa to get onto a flight which is going to arrive in, say, Heathrow, or certainly Stansted, and that's going to arrive less than 3 hours before Shabbos. That's surely osa, because you've got to work out, it's going to take you an hour, it might take you up to an hour to get out of the airport, and there might well be a delay. You could, in Heathrow, you could easily be stuck in a stack for the best part of an hour. You've no idea, and therefore you've got to take all that into account. But imagine if you got onto a plane perfectly responsibly, you left yourself 6 or 7 hours or more, and what happened was the plane developed a fault in midair, and they had to make an emergency landing. And it could be they make an emergency landing in some place perfectly safe, perfectly all right. But they're trying to sort out the door. They're trying to get the technicians. And many people have told me that they've sat on the tarmac waiting for hours and hours. They wouldn't let anyone off because they got all the luggage. They won't let anyone leave without taking their luggage with them. And b'chol yisro b'chol shor, they're hoping they're going to be able to go. Or you can have a case where there's an emergency landing in Saudi Arabia. And it's pikuach nefesh to get out. You've got nowhere to stay, and therefore, absolutely, you're supposed to stay on the plane. Now what happens is that you land in Heathrow, and it's already Shabbos. Or you land in Gatwick, and it's already Shabbos. The difference between Gatwick and Heathrow is that Heathrow is within in the Tchum, but Gatwick is outside the Tchum. So now you arrive in Gatwick, and it's already Shabbos. Now the question is, you've got all types of problems, and now is the time to discuss them. Clearly, you do what you can to avoid it, but now is the time that you need to think about what you do. What are the problems? You've got problems of tchum. Can you get out of the plane at all? Because the deal is, if you land outside your tchum, then you've got dalad amos. The plane is longer than dalad amos, but you have the whole of the plane, not outside it. So that's it. You cannot leave the plane. Can you leave the plane? Question number two. Question number one. Question number two is, you've got your passports, you've got your wallets, you've got your hand luggage, you've probably got tefillin inside your hand luggage. What do you do? First of all, the things that are muktzah, all of those things are muktzah on Shabbos. And the question is, are you allowed to carry them? The question number two is, what about carrying, going from the airplane to the terminal? What about if there's a bus that takes you from the aeroplane to the terminal? What about all of these situations? If there's a sleeve and you go straight through, we'll discuss that as well. But what do you do? First of all, the question of a tchum. The interesting thing about an aeroplane is that you hope it's above asorah tvachim, yes? It flies above 10 tvachim above. Above asorah tvachim, yes, this is an Israeli plane, yes? It's going to go above asorah tvachim, and therefore you're going to have, therefore it's above asorah tvachim, there's no din tchumim. In other words, you're not koina shviso above asorot fochim. That's the din. I'd love to show you through the mind of homes, but then this shir would take several hours, but I'm happy to do it at some other time if people would like. So therefore, above asorot fochim, there's no tchum. So you're not koina shviso. So says the Rashba in Shuvas. When you come down, the plane comes down, as you get, in the middle of Shabbos, it's Shabbos already, as you get below asorot, that's when you're koina shviso. You're Koyish Shvisa. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm Koyish Shvisa. I'm there, I'm pretty close. So I'm still within. The trouble is that the plane on the runway is longer than 1 mil. It's longer than Alpine Amo. Mina Torah, of course, Tchumim is Yud Beis, mil. That's really Mekadin, how we pass him. And the Drabonon, it is Alpaim Amo, 1 mil, Alpaim Amo. The runway is longer than Alpaim Amo. So the time from touchdown until you actually get to the situation where the plane stops and you let off, you're already outside the tchum of where you landed. But Baruch Hashem, for security, nowadays the airfield is fenced in. Now it's fenced in to the extent that although it's not fenced in enough to carry, because it has a din of a karpath, it has a din of, it's an airfield, so therefore you can't carry. But interestingly enough, the Gabi the Tchum, it's considered fenced in, but it's considered one area. So you land, when you land, it doesn't matter how far you go, it's fenced in, even if it's only fenced in three directions, but it probably is in all four directions. You land, they probably go over the fence and come down. So therefore, in such a case, there's going to be, as far as Tchum is concerned, you're okay. In other words, you've got the hold of the airports, plus 2,000 amas outside of the enclosed area. So, it won't help you to walk from Gatwick to London, but it's too far anyway, and Heathrow happens to be inside the Tchum, so you're okay. But, in principle, now, you haven't got problems with Tchumin, but you have got problems with Mukta, you have got problems with carrying from the aeroplane into thing. As far as Mukta is concerned, so Chazal, in a situation where a person landed up in a situation Bo'onis, so Chazal will matir to move Muktzah. In the case that's discussed in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, is somebody is situated le'alechem v'le'alenu of a dleika, of a fire, where you're allowed to move Muktzah things out of the house, because Odom bohul al-mamoinoi, and therefore Chazal will worry that you'll do worse istulin if they're not matir, and therefore the din of Muktzah for to save valuables is mutter, but only for as far as you need within the town, until you get to the terminal that you can take your bag and sit down and stay there. So you can get into the terminal, but you can't move the mukta any further. Another, but what about carrying? So if there's a sleeve, which then you go straight from the aeroplane into the terminal, so Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaYochid, not Derech Rishus HaRabim, that's mutter. There's no problem with carrying. If, though, you have to go down onto the tarmac, then you go from a Rishus HaYochid through a Carmelis, yes? The runway is a Carmelis. It's not a Rishus HaRabim like the Great North Way or the North Circular, but it's a Rishus... Sorry?
Why is it Rishus HaYochid?
Because it's not the Mukaf Adira, so it won't be a Rishus HaYochid. It's got the din of a Carmelis.
And see, some workers sleep.
Yes. Yes, in the terminal, but not on the runway, if you hope. Or they do so permanently. Sorry? Yeah, if it's not fixed in, it's not fenced in the Dira. Yes, that it's not let's say Dira. It says therefore it's larger than base of sky. Yes, you think about your back gardens, yes? Back gardens that are not, you can carry in your back gardens if they're fenced in because they're less than base of sky. And if they were base of sky, which is, yes, 50 amas by 100 amas, 25 meters by 50 meters, roughly speaking, then you couldn't carry. Then you wouldn't be able to carry. And certainly, the runway, the airfield, certainly is that large, and therefore you can't. So what do you do? So the Chazon Ish has got a kula that if you go from Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, Derech Carmelis, not Derech Rishus HaRabim, but Derech HaKarmelis without stopping, so there's no Hanocha, you've got an Akira in the Rishus HaYochid, you've got an Anocha in the Rishus HaYochid, and there's no Hanocha, it's Derech Rosh the Karmelis, the Chaznish, the Shah Satzerech, the Chaznish is making. So that you could do. Alternatively, you could ask a Goy to carry your bag for you, which will probably be better as far as Muktzah is concerned anyway. And, interestingly enough, you'd ask the Goy to take it for you, please try not to stop. Because you don't want him to do an Issa, you can't ask him to do an Issa, maybe better for you to take it than to ask him to do something which would be an Issa. So we have that. Next question is, what happens if you have to take the bus? They won't allow you to walk. There's a bus. If there's a bus waiting, you won't be allowed to walk across the runway, across tarmac. There's no way they'll allow you to. In such a case, the Issa to go on a bus, if you don't push the button to open the door, you're not a significant extra as far as weight is concerned, and therefore there isn't a problem as far as that's concerned. The Issa is an Issa of Uvdin Dechoyl. There's an issa mu'udin v'chol. There's no question about it. It's an issa that is an issa drabonon. But in such a case where you're stuck, you have no choice. In that case, you just have to get on the bus. They're not going to allow you. If you don't get on the bus, they'll lift you onto the bus. There's no way you're going to. So these are the situations down there. Once you get to the terminal, again, I don't think you can move further with your baggage. You're stuck. Basically, you're stuck where you are. You'd have to wait there until after Shabbos. As far as your passport is concerned, very interesting. A passport on a normal Shabbos, when you're at home, I think is considered mukzeh machmas chisaron kis. Even though you don't do malacha with a passport, but it's something that if, for example, if your child, little child or grandchild ransacked your study drawer and took out the passport, you see it lying on the carpet, and you certainly don't want to leave it there for it to be scribbled or torn, so now what do you do with it? The answer is you can move it, you can shove it with your foot under something so that it's not seen, but you can't pick it up because it's something which you're makpid lo yimokim. It's like a valuable painting that you're makpid that no one should move. You're makpid that no one should move this passport. You've put it away carefully. However, on a journey where you've got it in your pocket, you don't do a malacha with it. You're using it as a form of identification. I think in such a case, you're not matzah le'mokim. You want to use it. And I think your passport, you can walk around in the terminal with your passport and go through passport control with your passport. I don't think there's any problem as far as that's concerned. Once, if you're able to deal with the mukta question of your hand luggage that you've got. Basically, after that, there's only a question of coming out of the airport. If you could find someone to look after your luggage, in theory, from Heathrow, and in practice, you could, if you find someone to look after your luggage, you could walk home. It's not terrible, it's about 4 or 5 hours brisk walk, you could do it, and if you wanted to, that you could do from Heathrow, but not from anywhere outside the Tchum. You've only got, well, if you land somewhere outside the Tchum, you'll only have 2,000 amos from where you are. So in practice, it's built up all the way to Heathrow. Gatwick is too far, but if you had somewhere which was in walking distance, which was outside the Tchum, you couldn't walk inside the Tchum. Of course, you can walk because you've got the whole of London. How much time have we got? We're running out of time. Let's see. All right. Let's go on to the next case, the next scenario, and we're going minakale lachomor. It gets worse. Imagine if you're in a natbeth. You see, these are enough. Once you hear. Firstly, you do need to know what the solutions are. When you hear what the problems are, even if you're halachically you've left enough time, you really don't want to be landed up in a situation if you can avoid it at all. You have the next case is a coach. Let's say you take a National Express coach from Manchester to London. If you take one Manchester, you leave plenty of time. But to your dismay, what happens is that the coach develops a fault or a puncture on the way, and of course it takes them an hour and a half or 2 hours. They're stranded on the motorway. It takes them an hour and a half or 2 hours to come and bring another coach to pick everybody up. The time it goes, you think, you know what? I'll be all right. I'll get there. I haven't got time, enough time to spare. I've got an hour. I'll get into a Victoria coach station with an hour to spare. And then you run into traffic. And you can see you're not going to get there in time. The correct thing to do is, if there's a stop, another stop, then you have to get off the coach. You have to get off the coach, and wherever you are, you'd have to find somewhere to spend Shabbos. Whether it's a hotel in the service station or wherever it is, if there is a stop, you'd have to get off. If they won't let you get off, because there's no stop, and the driver is not going to agree to stop for you, so you're stuck, you're a prisoner, inside this National Express coach, now is a very interesting question. The coach is not above a sorrow. So, the wheels. Yes, you might be, right? And there's a bit of a machlokes about it. We pass him that depends on where the vehicle is. It's discussed as far as a sphinah. We're interested in the helm. We're interested in the helm of the ship, not where you are. It's a bit of a machlokes about it, but in principle, that's where we pass him. That you considered, so therefore you're less than a sorrow. So if you were passing Luton when Shabbos came in at Shkia, so you were kind of shvisa at Luton. Time you get into London, you're outside the Tchum. You're outside of your Tchum, you've got Dalad Amos. Dalad Amos means you've got the whole of the coach, but you literally cannot get off the coach. So Shulchan Aruch paskens that you're not allowed to get out of a sphina which has arrived outside the Tchum on Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch paskens in Simon Simon, yes, in Simon Tov Hay, he wants to look it up, in Simon Tov Hay, Sif Hay, so there the Mechaber says that you're not allowed to, unless the city that you've arrived in is Mukefes Chaima, is a walled city. That's the Meir Shulchan Aruch Paskins. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'a Halacha, he brings and he says, that's the main opinion. Most of the Rishonim follow this way, says the Bi'a Halacha, but for those who've learnt Rosh Hashanah, he says, there's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. For those, he says, there's a Ramban. And there's Rabbeinu Yoel brought in the Riaz. And they disagree. And they say, a city, even if it's not a walled city, but if it's a city, the city has a din. Once you arrive in the city, you have the whole of the city. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we can't go against Shulchan Aruch. We can't go against the Rov of the Rishonim, unless it's a great Shas of Chak. The Shas of the Chak Godel says the Mishnah Berurah, you can rely on Tosfos and the Ramban or Rabbeinu Yoel to be able to be somech and to have the whole of the city. And therefore, if you land up in Sif, certainly you must get off the coach. If you're able to get off the coach, whatever you land up, you've got to get off that coach. But if you couldn't get off the coach, then you're in the situation where, b'dieved, you could be somech on the minority opinion of the Rishonim, and there, you could say, you're now in London, you could walk from Victoria Station. What you do with your hand luggage, your valuables, your case, suitcase in the bottom underneath is another question. You have to find a goy who's going to do something. You can ask a goy to look after it for you, to take it off and look after it for you. You find someone to sort it out, from then, you could walk back. But, if you didn't get off the coach, and when you should have got, you could have got off the coach, and you didn't get off the coach, all the heterium of Mishich Shechle Baderech don't apply to you, and therefore you haven't got the kudas of asking the goy to do these things for you. You haven't got the heter. Remember, Amirul Akum, very important to know, the heter of Amirul Akum, to get a goy to do something for you, is only in a situation where you're asking him to do an Issa Drabonon B'mokha Mitzvah. So to get home for Shabbos, to have the Sura Shabbos is a Mokha Mitzvah. You can only ask him for an Issa Drabonon, unless it's a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, or somebody who is Chayle Kol Aguf, then you can ask him to do a Lachter. Somebody who's got a temperature, somebody got a temperature such that all they can do is go to bed. So in such a situation, then, you're allowed to. But otherwise, there's no heter of using a goy, and there's certainly no heter of using a cotton. You can't use a cotton. The cotton, if it's your cotton, is an Issa Deraisa. If it's somebody else, and somebody else's cotton is an Issa Drabonon, which is worse than asking the goy to do it. And therefore, if you land up in a situation where you should have got off the coach, quite apart from the fact that you've now travelled outside your tchum, which is an Issa Deraisa according to most opinions, you've got a problem of getting off the coach, which you have no choice, because they'll lift you off the coach if you don't get off, and that in itself is also is a continued Issa. You've got the problem, you haven't got their tailing, so therefore, this is an absolute nightmare. The ultimate nightmare, we'll have to leave for another time, is if you get stranded on a motorway, or you're waiting for REC to come. I don't want to take up your time, because it's going to take... The question is, what do you do in such a situation? We'll have to leave it for another time, and then also, at the same time, discuss, what do you do if you find something in your pocket on Shabbos when you're walking, innocently, you forget there's something in your pocket, you find something valuable, what is the thing to do? Do you stop? Do you keep going? What do you do with it? We'll have to discuss that in Mitzvah Shem another time, on a good Friday.